Mini episode 783 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 783. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris coming at you for our NFL Week 12 preview. Doing this one solo because of the Thanksgiving holiday, albeit I have the picks as always from our Kyle Ross. I was 5-7-2 last week and 1-2 on Thanksgiving with those plays as usual on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge, putting me 76-80-8 on the year. My 0-3 last week on my big three put me at 10-22-1 on the year for those plays and a mere 1 out of 11 on my locks. Kyle's goose egg last week, combined with the Minnesota loss on Thanksgiving posted on Twitter, put him 27-32 on the year. Moving ahead to Sunday, Houston hosts San Diego on a short week and is getting 1.5 up from the opening pick 'em. The Chargers are underperforming their statistics in terms of one-loss record, which is probably why they're the road favorites here. As you might expect, good old road favorite Ricky is on the lightning bolts, and so, shockingly, is Kyle. Another middling AFC team, the Titans, are also road faves at Chicago. Tennessee is laying 4.5 up from an opening pick 'em. I remain convinced that they are overvalued, and the Bears have previously been able to defy low expectations when Jay Cutler is out. I think they'll rise up again. The Jags are at Buffalo, getting 7.5 up from the opening 7. That seems like a lot of points for a week when Shady McCoy should play little to no role. I'll take Jacksonville. The Falcons host the Cardinals and are laying 4 points up from the initial 3. There's some smart money on Arizona, and justifiably so, in a complete must-win situation and against a defense that they can exploit. I'll ride the Cards. Miami plays host to San Francisco, laying 7.5 points. I picked the Fish to end their hot streak last week and the Niners to cover, and each narrowly missed. I'll stay with that same thought for each team taking the Niners. The Rams are at the Saints, getting 7, up from the opening 6.5. New Orleans is another team that I see as overvalued, and their defense could be one that allows Jared Goff to get comfortable. I'm on L.A. The Giants travel to Cleveland, laying 7. The line has moved around but gone back to where it started. As was stated last week, I'm assuming that the Brownies get blown out every week until they prove otherwise. New York will roll. Kyle disagrees, taking our misbegotten hometown squad. In a battle of 1976 expansion teams, the Bucks host the Seahawks, getting 6 up from the initial 5.5. While there could be a letdown for Tampa coming off the big Chiefs win, Seattle has to travel to the opposite coast, and they're due for a non-cover in a spot like this. I like Tampa Bay. On Sunday night, the aforementioned Chiefs are at Denver, getting 3.5 up from 3. These two teams are uncannily alike statistically, with only KC's passing defense being worse than their counterpart. For a team like the Broncos, this is the kind of game that you have to win if you're for real, and I think that they are. I'll take Denver. On Monday night, the Packers are at Philly, getting 4 points up from 3 originally. I keep being stubborn and getting burned on Green Bay this year, but true to form, all that tells me is that I'm due to hit. The pack gets inside of the number, but Kyle disagrees, taking Philadelphia. Now for my big three. We start with Baltimore hosting Cincinnati, yielding 3.5 up from the initial 3. Looking at the hapless Bengals, now without Green and Bernard on offense, this is almost a why-ask-why pick the other way with the low point spread, but I'll stick with my instinct and take the Ravens. Oakland hosts Carolina, laying 3, down from 4 at the open. The Panthers are another team that I've taken stubbornly so many times this year, and with them needing this win badly, I'm on them again. I'm sticking with my recent methodology for my lock pick, which is to take the team that I feel weakest about. That would be the Jets, who have some smart money behind them and are getting 7.5 from New England, down from 8.5 initially. So my big three are Baltimore, Carolina, and the New York Jets. Kyle took Minnesota on Thanksgiving and also has San Diego, Cleveland, and Philadelphia. Interestingly, Kyle usually goes dog heavy and I don't. This week, I have what is probably a personal record of 11 dogs, and I only agreed with one of Kyle's picks. You guessed it, the road favorite. We hope that you have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be back with you for NFL Week 13. Thank you for tuning in to the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.